Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi Jess. Hi everyone. I'm Jen. Jennifer Sullivan, co-host of Fat Mascara. How you doing, Jess?
Libra.
Libra.
Dog mom.
Wine connoisseur.
Beauty expert.
Oh wait, I have a new job actually. I'm sitting here making fun of the whole thing.
Tell us about your new job.
I can't believe that. This was not planned, everybody, by the way. But as I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I actually do have a new identifier. I'm a new columnist at The Cut. I have a beauty column over there that just started.
Okay, tell us more. Tell us more.
It's so exciting. I've been working on it for a while. It's the very originally named Ask a Beauty Editor. It's a Q&A. It's an advice column, which is what I've always, always wanted. Like, all my friends know.
Okay, so what? Shy about where can we advice. Read this? When can we read it? Hit us up.
You might have heard the magazine called New York Magazine. Their style vertical is The Cut, if you haven't heard of it. So, yeah, it dropped last Wednesday, I think, was the first one. So it's a weekly column. There's a little email address on there. Go to The Cut.
This is major.
Ask a beauty editor. Yeah, and so send me your questions via that email address. So hopefully I can answer them for you. The whole vibe is that it's going to be very well researched, zero judgment, and practical. You know,
like you.
Me, that stuff.
I love this. Congratulations, yeah. Jen. I am happy for you. This is so well deserved. Will you still be answering questions for our listeners?
Of course. They go hand in hand. I mean, guys, I think it's because of you that I got this column, to be perfectly honest. Like, the Fat Mascara fam and this podcast, like,
has been a stepping stone to even greater things for me in the beauty world, which is so cool.
Wait, on that note.
Oh, okay. Can I ask for something in return from the people?
So we have a small request. So here's the thing with podcasts. Obviously you listen to podcasts, don't you love when you find a new podcast and you like lock in, you're like, oh my God, how did I not know this podcast existed? Okay. We want to help other people like yourself find Fat Mascara, other beauty loving, smart, cool people find Fat Mascara. So here's how we could do it without hiring like a tremendous PR agency. Okay.
And paying for a bunch of Google ads.
Yes. Okay.
We need you to be
our street team, guys. Okay. You're going to be our street team. Get out your glue and your brushes. We're going to put some posters up.
No.
This is all we ask. Okay. Literally 1 minute of your time. Can you go on to wherever you listen to podcasts, where it's Spotify or iTunes, whatever it is, and leave a review? In the podcast world, that is how people find podcasts. You know how Instagram or TikTok, they have their algorithm. Podcasts have their own weird algorithm, and that is fueled by reviews. So, you know, leave a review, tell us what's working for you, and leave some stars, whatever you got to do. And that will really help other people find Fat Mascara. And over the coming weeks, we're going to be reading your reviews.
Oh, I will read them for you. This is great because unlike Raise the Wand, you don't have to leave us your own voice. You could just write the review and I can read it for you. Because I've gotten a lot of emails in the past week of people being like, now I know why they don't leave audio messages for
me. Oh, because they don't want
a couple people.
They don't feel comfortable with
their
voice.
Yeah, they have trouble making the voice memo.
Oh, see, this is just right.
Actually, today's Raise the Wand. Yeah, today's Raise the Wand, she was like, this took me so many tries. Now I understand why people are nervous to leave the voice memos and everything. And I was like, it doesn't have to be perfect. So with the review, at least, you do not have to leave your voice. You just write us a little ditty.
Yeah, just write us a ditty. It's super helpful. It really will help Fat Mascara thrive. We love doing the show and we obviously want it to grow. Okay, so that's that.
Yes. You know what else we should talk about today? Beauty news, which I have for you, this Raise a Wand, really good one from our listener, by the way, who took multiple tries to get us a nice recording. So I appreciate you very much. Then we'll raise our wands. That's it, right? I got it all.
I'm just thinking about doing, like, right? the voice, like vocal pressure. Like, remember leaving a voicemail on somebody's thing and being like cringing and dying after?
If I get someone's voicemail, I had to call my dermatologist's office for like a prescription thing. It was like I was leaving like a soliloquy. Like I was like, what is the pertinent information? How do I get it out quickly and concisely? Like I was like, girl, you have a podcast. You do this for a living. Why are you having so much trouble like leaving a voice message? Wait, what were they called back in the day? Recording
what?
Machines? No, that's
an answering machine.
What were they called?
It's an answering machine.
Answering machines.
But I mean, they still—
Please, when's the last time you've seen an answering machine?
I actually have seen it in somebody's home. I have seen it in somebody's home.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's an older couple. I mean, I loved my answering machine. I'm just thinking about, this is like an amazing scene. One of my favorite movie scenes ever is in Swingers when Jon Favreau leaves like 20 consecutive messages on the girl's answering machine. If you know, you know. If you don't know, go watch Swingers. It's just worth it for that
scene. Long time.
But it's about like that vocal, like that answering machine, like anxiety, like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we get the pressure, guys. We understand. I do appreciate the Raise of Wands. Listen, writing a review is way easier than that. You're not going to be Jon Favreau in Swingers. It's just going to be way smoother experience for you. Okay. You ready to do this podcast?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we didn't talk to you guys last week, but the week before that, you'll remember I told you about that big NIH study and the link between uterine cancer and hair relaxers. Well, no surprise, very soon after that study information came out, the lawsuits started coming. And this one's actually really sad. So it's L'Oreal. They do make hair relaxers, as do many other companies. But a 32-year-old Missouri resident, Jenny Mitchell, is suing L'Oreal, claiming that her uterine cancer was, quote, directly and proximately caused by her regular and prolonged exposure to phthalates and other endocrine disrupting chemicals found in L'Oreal hair care products. It's interesting that her lawyers are picking out the ingredients, whereas the study itself did not pick out the specific ingredients in the hair relaxers and just you know, alluded to which ones they might be. But Mitchell said, quote, as most young African-American girls, chemical relaxers, chemical straighteners were introduced to us at a very young age. Society has made it a norm to look a certain way and in order to feel a certain way. And I am the first of many voices to come that will stand up to these companies and say no more. And I, end quote, and I do not doubt that she is correct, that L'Oreal will not be the only company facing these kinds of lawsuits. In fact, it reminds me of Johnson & Johnson facing lawsuits over their own problems with baby powder being linked to illness. So we'll probably be seeing more of this. I will be reporting on it because that study was a big deal. Sorry to start on such a bummer note, but Jenny Mitchell, our thoughts go out to you, and let's see what happens with that lawsuit. Okay, moving on to a slightly lighter note. 29 Palms. Have you tried that yet? I know I reported on it, but then we didn't.
I haven't, but people are talking about it. A lot of the people in my beauty orbit are talking about it. Everyone's curious.
Do they like the look? They're just curious, right?
I think they're curious because it's Jared Leto and it's, you know, he's cool and, you know, what's he doing in the beauty space? It's like, they're not right. Here's the thing. Here's the verdict on the street. I think people are raising a brow, but like they're not rolling their eyes. Totally.
Because whereas some other brands would get an eye roll.
Yeah, because he does have like some kind of cool credibility in like the style world, you know?
Well, agree. So I didn't want to report on the thing and like be like, oh, another celebrity without trying it. So I have now tried some of the products. Honestly, I'm swayed by the hippie cool of it all. I'm not going to lie.
That's the thing. People are.
Yeah, I'm such a sucker for like, it's like dark lavender glass bottles, like this cool Joshua Tree print by this like famous artist that like is in the packaging. You know, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
But what surprised me was I knew there'd be ingredients from the deserts, right? You know, and there are mesquite and like scents of inspired by the desert. But get this, two of the products I could not try because they had hyaluronic acid. Now you might be saying, well, that makes sense to me, you know, like gorgeous natural ingredients and then a high-tech skincare ingredient, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But hyaluronic acid has been in the news this week, in fact. Refinery 29 just did a big story. Hyaluronic acid is falling out of favor. Here's why. I wouldn't say it's falling out of favor, but I'm not sure if I've talked about this on the podcast. Jess, correct me if I have or have not. The fact that I don't like that ingredient, don't use it myself. Have I ever talked about that on the show?
I think you did.
I must have, right?
It doesn't personally work for you.
It does not personally work for me. And the reason being, I have found it, you know, I have rosacea. I swear it has an inflammatory effect in that even when I don't know a product has it and I'm trying a new product, this thing happens to my skin where it gets drier and redder 2 weeks afterwards. And I'm like, what the heck? I turn over the ingredient list and without fail, it's like, oops, there was HA in there and I didn't realize. So,
but how have you isolated it to hyaluronic acid?
Well, not just that, but from science too, just from talking to all the different derms about my skin and hyaluronic acid. There's a bunch of studies that low molecular weight hyaluronic acid, and you have no way of knowing what's in a product. They just say, you know, sodium hyaluronate. They don't tell you what type of hyaluronic acid it is. The low molecular weight hyaluronic acids have been linked to a pro-inflammatory effect. In fact, in your skin, that's actually what HA does. The naturally occurring HA, it's for like wound healing. It gets triggered when there is an inflammatory effect to help with like wound healing. And it's very complicated, but our skin doesn't make low molecular weight HA the way that it gets like chopped up and put into skincare products. So it might not be naturally, you know, compatible with some people's skin. And I'm going to raise my hand and say that's me. You guys have no idea that I would say 90% of the skincare products I want to try in order to report on for the show, I turn them over and look. And sure enough, there's a form of HA in the product. So I like have learned over the years, like maybe this isn't the best for me. I was just surprised to see it in 29 Palms. I don't know. It's definitely not like what you would consider.
Why were you
non-clean ingredient?
Yeah, I mean, but why were you surprised for 29 Palms? Like what about that?
I think I thought it would just be like, I don't know, you're right, because it's not on no-no lists. HA will not be on like a Credo Beauty no-no list. There's no reason for it to be. It's not linked to anything like
disease-wise. It just, I think it's because me.
It just fine. Like, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, I think it's my like prejudice that I think of it as like, oh, problem ingredient. I don't know why. Because for my skin, it's a problem ingredient. The same way some people might think fragrance. And for me, fragrance has never been an issue.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it's in two of the serums. So they're like these gorgeous hippy dippy. And I was like, HA, I can't. But the rose clay mask didn't have it. So okay. I tried that.
I'm curious to see how his line works out. And do you know where it's sold?
Dover Street Market for sure.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, that like super chic, like fashion-y retailer, retailer in New York. Are they based in New York City? I'm not
the
sure.
The first one's in London and they have one in New York.
Yeah, Dover Street, right? Isn't that in London?
Yeah.
Good one, Jen. Smart. Way to do your reporting, Jen. Anyway, this wasn't just to be about that. It was also just to be about like, I'm so intrigued that so many skincare products have HA. And so Dr. Idris was in that Refinery 29 thing and she was talking about it's probably because of SEO. Like, you know, people search for it. So they put it in skincare and then you can find skincare with it.
Yeah, that's been a hot topic and we've definitely, you know, heard some rumblings about that and some skincare experts have definitely been shouting about that for some time. So that's a developing story. Watch this space.
It is. I'm going to be more like a glycerin moisturizer myself. Okay, if you're sick of celebrity beauty brands, I have good news for you. Or scary news? I'm not sure. Virtual influencers may replace celebrity influencers perhaps by 2027, according to a trend forecasting webinar put on by the online publication Cosmetics.
Oh my
Design.
God, Jen, tell me more. Keep going.
I love that they put, it was a good headline because I was like, by 2027, very specific, like in 4 years from now, you know. Well, the presenters were actually citing examples like Shiseido. That was actually the only one I could find so far that they created a virtual like model type person to make a video to use how to use their skincare products, like for education and stuff. It's kind of a genius move on the part of the beauty brands because A, you don't have to worry about the celebrity doing something wrong or the influencer getting in trouble and then your name being associated with them. Or maybe they forgot the talking points and they make their viral video and they're like, they forgot to talk about the, you know, I don't know, tea tree acid or something. So just make a robot person to do it, right?
But this sounds so inhuman. I don't know. I just don't love this direction we're going. Keep going.
No, I don't want to keep going because what about the personality? Can you picture if like a brand, like a bunch of marketing executives sitting around in a room, I've got it, we'll create, you know, the Jessica bot. Her name will be Jessica Bot and she'll like use the products and everybody's going to love that just as much as
great,
watching
I can have
Jessica
a day
Mattlin.
Off. I like this. I'll get a builder. I'll help.
This is what I'm about to say it. And then like in 5 years, I'm going to go back to this podcast and I can't believe it. But there's no way they're going to be as entertaining as humans. Humans are quirky and fallible and wonderful and stupid. And that's why we watch them on TikTok and YouTube and listen to them on podcasts.
Yeah,
you know?
I need to see. I mean, I've seen some of the virtual like fashion influencers. Maybe I'm missing something, but it doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me.
It actually feels like it's going back in time to that era of like the 1950s when it was like the perfected white lady housewife was selling everything on TV with like a very marketing speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like with the vacuum,
clearly
the dishwasher.
Yeah. Like that's, once you put brand people in charge of the way people look and speak, I get nervous. Like it's going to get
It's like,
not
I
fun.
Thought we were having the conversation of like authenticity. And now it's like, no, scrap that. We don't like that. Okay. We're going to, you know, build our own bot.
Well, tech is hot. Tech is hot and authentic. How about we make an authentic tech influence? It just, the whole thing is creepy to me, but I'll link to the stories. You can see some of these other trends that these trend analytics people are suggesting might come true by 2027 in the beauty industry. Oh, I'm getting the iRobot Will Smith heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
I haven't seen that movie. I have to catch up on my Will Smith canon, but I'll put it on my list for the holiday season.
I don't know. It stays with me. You know those movie scenes that just like creep you out and stay with you?
So. Okay.
Let's go somewhere safer, shall we?
Okay.
The science corner. It's nice and safe over there. Let's go.
Is it? Because I feel like you've had some doozies over the past year.
Doesn't matter. Let's go.
Okay.
La, la, la.
Okay, here we are in the science corner where everything's safe, and you set me up for failure, Matlin, because my headline is about climate change.
Oh my God. I thought that we were just going to talk about like lipstick and finding the right primer on this show. Just kidding.
No, we go deep on beauty culture.
Yeah, but sometimes, I don't know, lately I feel like it's getting a little dark. Keep going.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to fix that for you. No, but I do think this is interesting. So I was reading a new story about climate change affecting the way our perfume smells. And we've talked about, and I've written about, you know, how patchouli production, for one, is really tied to one particular island in Indonesia. What happens if they have, you know, weather problems? Well, the new thing is this past summer, jasmine in Grasse, France, production is going to be totally screwed up because of a drought there. And as you know, the jasmine from that area is thought to be, by perfumers, the best smelling in the world.
Wait, so what does this mean? I feel like I'm jumping ahead.
Go ahead. It's fine.
Does this mean that the prices are going to change?
It's possible, but also brands like Chanel and Dior, for example, really use a lot of floral extracts from that area.
Yeah, that's their hot spot.
Yeah. I mean, they have contingency plans for all of this, and that's how they deal with it. But going forward, as this is like a macro trend, this article was about what are we going to do? And the one that I thought was really interesting was they were talking about, actually two, bergamot in Italy. Mm-hmm. The scent of bergamot could be changing because of weather. So over 95% of production of bergamot is in Calabria, in southern Italy. And the climate there is hot and dry and getting hotter and drier.
Now, Jen, you know quite a bit about wine, or at least more than the average bear. Is this like, you know, when you've done like a tasting here or there, like on vacation or like at a beauty event? That sounds so weird, at a beauty event, a wine tasting. But like sometimes they've done at beauty events like, oh, we're going to have like 15 minutes of a wine tasting. Very strange thing, but it was nice.
Our job is so weird.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was. I mean, honestly, it used to be a little bit
more.
Our
old jobs. Yes.
Our old jobs used to have some really splashy, cool things attached to them. I think they've winded a lot of that down. But anyway, so the sommelier would say like, you know, oh, it was a blah, blah year. So this tastes like metallic now, or this tastes more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the sediment was, the terra was blah, blah. Is this like...
That's exactly what you said, by the way. It's usually actually like with the amount of rain and the cold, like the more cold, the sugars get condensed.
Yeah, I always thought that was really interesting.
Depending on harvest. Yeah. It's not like the terroir changing, but yeah. So it is sort of. In fact, one of the studies that was cited was based on research by this researcher from the University of Copenhagen, Alan Knani. Sorry, Alan, if I mispronounce your last name, but there was a paper published that talked about strong evidence to suggest that changing climate, specifically rising temperature, affects the aromatics of plants. For example, flowers lose some of their floral smell, the machinery within the plant that produces the aromatic compounds, you know, that are thought of as fruity or floral in plants, like all those things that end with like E-N-E that I can't even begin to pronounce.
Yeah.
They decrease the higher the temperature is for the plant.
Oh, wow.
So as the climate gets warmer, you know, maybe you pick a rose and it just doesn't smell as rosy.
I mean, perfumers
already say it's like a good year for the roses. Same with the wine, like you were saying, it's a perfect analogy. Like it's a good year for the roses, a bad year for the roses.
Yeah, I would believe that.
So the answer, I don't know, but there's a lot of synthetic fragrance molecules that you can use to make fragrances. But some of the most famous fragrances, like Chanel No. 5, for example, uses jasmine from Grasse. So like, how are you going to continue to make it the same way it's smelled for years and years?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is there going to be like a vintage, like, oh, this is the Chanel No. 5, like 2023 edition, and you know keep it sealed up, and this one was a super grassy year?
Maybe.
A grassy year in Grasse, oh, you know what
God.
I'm saying?
Actually, that's a genius idea, that if you start putting years on dates for the fragrances that have natural compounds, like why? Because already perfume collectors will tell you, and I agree, older bottles of certain perfumes, you can totally tell a difference because they have to use different flowers.
Yeah.
Like Chanel No. 5 is the one people always go back to because it's been made for so many years and because it's so iconic, everybody knows the smell. And people that are real noses are like, it doesn't smell like the 60s version, you know?
But yeah, I would love to. Okay, imagine this, like Acqua di Parma, like, you know, beautiful Italian brand. Wouldn't you, if you're a super perfume collector, you want to buy, like, you're going to buy a special gift for someone, splash out on some kind of beautiful, like vintage bergamot or like lemon something, and a special
like crystal flacon. I don't know if I say that right.
I feel like every time you say a French word, it just gets angry.
Like, I sound like I'm one of the silverware or Beauty and the Beast or something, or the candlestick. I'm sorry.
Do terroir again.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so the flacon from, yes. Okay, let's picture it. So Acqua di Parma's 2021 vintage,
yes,
was like a very cool year for maybe. So the bergamot was booming. Yeah. It was the best bergamot of the decade. So if you got the 2021 vintage of the Acqua di Parma,
and then
you're
have to
like,
picture the whole year, like let's make it before 2020 before things went bad. Okay.
Then, let's just add this to the list of ideas that we just throw out into the ether, and all you out there, if you're in the business and listening, you're welcome. Here's another winner
ADP
for you.
ADP, call me, okay? So listen, it's really like, I love this whole, I don't know, maybe brands are already doing this, but I love the idea. It's juicy and it's fabulous, and it makes me want to travel, makes me want to go handpick the things myself. I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. And it's very it's already a collector item perfume. Mm-hmm. It makes it even more of a collector item, right?
Yeah. But the root of what you're saying, just to bring it back down to a sad space, is that the world is changing and that we are not like guaranteed the same thing every single year. We are not guaranteed. It is not like we're not entitled to jasmine every year. We're not entitled to beautiful natural scents every year. The world is changing. And I think that's what makes all these beautiful ingredients and the beautiful process of perfumery so special and sacred. So,
oh yeah.
It's, you know, this isn't, it's like fragrance is a commodity, but it's not, you know, like these are natural.
It's not like skincare or your favorite shampoo or whatever. No, it's like wine. Yeah.
It's not a commodity. It's a beautiful natural, like, you know, gift. So
except for the brand commodity, which is actually really good. Sorry, but it is, and I like their fragrances.
Very cool.
But I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it's true. And it's one of the reasons I love fragrance, because it's art, not just a science. Yeah. And we'll end Science Corner on that up artistic note to take it back from the sad place you just brought it to. How's that?
you told us about it. You told us fragrance was changing. You told us.
I did. Let's go raise some wands. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I am so excited to introduce this one from our listener, Kenna.
Hi, Jen and Jess. First of all, thank you so much for making the podcast. It is lovely. Second, I'm super excited to raise a wand to Salt New York. It is a vegan, zero-waste makeup company based in New York, obviously. And they sell magnetic palettes that you can use for whatever magnetic, you know, eyeshadows or whatever. But they sell their makeup in tins that go in the palettes, and they have cheek and lip stuff. They have bronzers, highlights, but they have a foundation product called Sneaky Balm. And it is so gorgeous. I mean, all of it is gorgeous, and it's so like cosmetically elegant, and it's just beautiful, and it's so fun to carry around in like a cute little palette. And it is really satisfying for Virgos, I think, or it is for me. So yeah, check it out. Thank you again.
Kenna, you sounded amazing. Your voice is like bells in my ear. You brought me a new cool brand that I hadn't seen before. Thank you for that. Everybody else, we're still looking for like local, female-founded, farm-to-table, farm-to-vanity kind of brand. It doesn't have to be a farm. Screw the farm. Whatever it is. I like a small business right now. I want to hear about your favorite small businesses that you want to support. Email us at info@fatmascara.com. Send us a little voice memo just like Kenna did. Or call us. I will not pick up the phone. I did not trick that other listener and secretly pick up the phone. I will not do that. I do not have an answering machine. Thank you for reminding me what those are called, Jessica. Just call 646-481-8182. It's also in the show notes. So you could just tap the little thing in the show notes and call us after you stop listening to the podcast and tell us what product you love or person or thing or book or movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Or mantra. Or
mantra. You have a mantra this week?
No, not really. No, no.
What do you got? Tell us about your razor wand.
I do have somebody who makes me laugh and inspires me beauty-wise. Mm-hmm. Her name is Sonia Valencia. If you want to follow a great, I didn't want to call her an influencer because she is an influencer because she influences she people. She's an influencer.
She's a digital creator.
She is an influencer. She influences.
She's a storyteller.
She is, though.
She's all of those things. Hey, she is somebody they cannot replace with a freaking bot, like techno.
Exactly. You're never going to get a zone. Yes.
Yeah. She is true and true herself, and she is one of a kind, and I love her. So she is a digital creator. Oh, I just went on her thing by accident. You heard the sound. Sorry. Okay. Sonia Valencia, her little like mini bio is, oh, it's a digital creator in her Instagram thing.
There you go.
Over 40 beauty. She's part of the hashtag Sephora squad. So good for you. But she is a success all on her own because she cracks me up with her little tutorials. I'm just going to tell you, she does use some profanity in her stuff, but that's like just a side
trigger warning. Thank you.
TW, she does use some profanity, but it only makes me like crack up more. She is just like, ladies, if you need to like pop that brow or like pop that lid or whatever, if you look tired, if you looking old, and then I don't even need to follow what she's doing. I'm just there for the laughs because she has me cracking up. And then I usually get like a good idea or like something, like some food for thought in there. So she just makes me smile. So I learn and I smile and I feel good. Like, thank you, Sonia.
She's edutainment.
She is edutainment. And she keeps it real.
That's a good one.
Freaking love you. Freaking love you, Sonia.
She would use the full F. We're not going to get the explicit warning on Apple for that because you didn't really say it. So we're safe. Don't worry. That's a great one. Thanks for sharing. Shall I raise my wand? You're not going to believe. I'm about to raise a wand to a deodorant. First of all, I've raised a wand a couple fruits in my time here on Fat Mascara and some carbonated waters. Also, what's with liquid death? Speaking of carbonated water, have you seen liquid death?
So I saw in a supermarket or someplace the other day, and I said to Jeff, I said, who would it ever looks like Michelob, buy something like this? And then I thought I was the first person to ever see it. And then
no,
I started,
it's huge.
What is it?
I want to lower my wand to liquid. Well, first of all, I like the idea of water in a can instead of a... It's water. It's water, Jessica. It is spring water from the mountains that will murder your thirst. Because it's all marketing, as we know, with all beverages. But there's nothing in it to make it jazzy? Nope. It's water. But it's in a can instead of... Remember, water in a box. Water in plastic bottle is bad. Nobody wants more plastics. It's water in an endlessly recyclable aluminum can.
I like box water, but box water is better.
It's even better because aluminum is like so easy to recycle, right? I guess that's... If you want a premise for it or a reason for its being, it's that. But in truth, it's just marketing. It's like the young people want to murder their thirst. Right?
Is that cool the point it. Of it? Murder your thirst?
I think that's like this. I forget what the tagline is. Oh my God, their TikToks are hilarious though.
Okay.
I am not immune to like the fact that they're amusing with their marketing, but I also am like, y'all stupid buying $14 cases of water. You're spending $12 on 12 cans of water. I will give you a 12-cent glass, and you can go over the faucet and fill it up. I should say, not everybody has as great water as we do here in New York City, and I understand that in some localities, your water might not taste good, so you want mountain spring water.
But that's not the market for liquid death.
Exactly. If that's your problem, you don't need liquid death. Should I just give up on my razor wand and just continue lowering a wand to liquid death? It is funny, though. Martha Stewart, did you say? Okay, so Martha Stewart is doing freaking campaigns for them now.
She keeps working.
She knows a good thing. She does.
She doesn't stop.
Anyway, yeah, it's just water in a can with like a skull on it and some like cool, funny marketing on TikTok.
I don't love the name. I don't know.
It made you intrigued because you were like, what's in there? Like, is there some secret ingredient that I don't know about? Like whatever's in Red Bull that's supposed to give you wings, but really just smells like a bad club outing at 2 a.m. when you just want to go home.
Yeah, listen, I'm not the target. It's all right.
I don't even remember what I was going to raise a wand to. Raise a wand. Deodorant.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so remember we were talking about Allison Statter, who's been on the show?
Yeah.
She has a new brand called Nez, And I was like, it's a deodorant brand. And they're these little minis like this. And I was like, who needs these little mini deodorants? First of all, I stopped wearing deodorant during the pandemic. I don't know if I told
Which,
you that.
No, you like, did. And I was like, shocked.
Yeah, shocked I'll tell you rocked. People. What all those weird, like, it's true. You don't smell as much when you don't wear deodorant after a while. Like, it takes a good 2 months, but then your pits just sort of start to regulate themselves. I'm not going to say you won't sweat as much. You will sweat. It just might not be as pungent. And that is 100% God's honest truth for me. Like, my sweat doesn't really smell anymore, but I don't always want to be moist in my pits.
I do not like the feeling of my pits touching each other. And I don't want them to, I don't want that feeling.
Right. I get that. And I think now that I'm like out and about in the world again, I'm like, oh yeah, some days I might want deodorant. I have no problem with aluminum and aluminum salts, aluminum chloride, my deodorant. I have not seen good research that I should be worried about them, so I'm not. However, this is an aluminum-free deodorant. The reason I tried it is it smells so damn good. There's like six scents. This one, I don't know about the name. Date Ready Smoky Blend. Allison, you don't have to be going on a date to wear this. Like... You know, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous smell. Get this, Jess. Spiced bergamot, black peppercorn, fig, and tobacco. And it was the fig that had me. When's the last time you had a good fig perfume?
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Right? Remember, it was a hot thing.
Fig is due for a resurgence. Right now.
Look at me. It's huffing this little glue stick looking thing. It's a tiny deodorant. It smells
very
so
cute.
Good. As my best friend from Philadelphia, Jess Lipson, would say, I was sniffing my pits all day. Because anytime she puts on a new deodorant, she just like sniffs herself. Anyway, well done, Nez founders. Allison is the co-founder. I cannot remember the other woman's name, and I'm so sorry. But Nez Date Ready Smoky Blend deodorant.
I like it. Smells. Smoky pits.
I mean, I wouldn't say smoky, but it's definitely like a sexy, it's a sexy, peppercorn and fig and bergamot. Oh, it's delicious. It's juicy, but darker and it's just so good. I want to wear it on my neck. Can I put it on my neck? Is that weird?
You know what? As long as Eric doesn't kiss you on your neck, I think he'll be okay because he probably doesn't want to put it on his tongue.
I'm putting it on my neck right now. I'm going to wear it like perfume. Oh my God, poor Allison's going to like call me and be like, honey, please don't talk about my brand and put my deodorant on your neck. It smells so good, Allison. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay.
Raised a wand.
Nez it is.
All right. Nez is better than liquid death.
I still haven't tried it, but I don't know. Maybe I'm missing out.
Can someone send us some free? Because I don't want to spend $12 on water. Sorry. Can someone send us some free liquid death water, please?
I'm going to come back next
week. You're
going
to tune in. It's going to be Fat Mascara brought to you by Liquids.
I'm not too proud. Okay. Listen, we'll see you on Friday. Big interview. Get your beauty sleep. See you then.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.